Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey friends, good morning and welcome to another episode of Taking It Outdoors. We're going to have a good time today. We have some guests in studio as we are a couple days into gun season. Well, today is day two of gun season. I do hope you're being safe and shooting straight out in the woods, and certainly wish the best of luck to all the whitetail hunters in our community. Johnston RV, 30 years of creating generations of family fun in Webster, Palmyra, and online at jrvcountry.com. Proud sponsor of this program, just like Bentley Brothers Kubota in Brockport and Albion. Save a horse, ride a Kubota, and also Cooper's Sales and Service. New sponsor here. Cooper's is out by Oak Orchard there, so the next time you're down chasing some brownies or steelhead, be sure to stop by Cooper's Sales and Service for all your Can-Am and Sea-Doo needs. Excited to have in studio with me this morning from the Outdoor Group, we have Katie D'Arcy. How's it going? You good today?
Good. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Also, Sean Thompson is in studio with us. Very excited to have a conversation with Sean. He's a sick and twisted hunter just like the rest of us. He is one of the featured hunters on Bone Cold TV, which can be viewed locally on Channel 18. Also, you're the owner of Antler Ice, and that is a line of frozen deer urine. We'll certainly talk about. I have to say it that way or I'll giggle. Sorry about that. So, Katie, I'm very excited to ask you about your first ever whitetail hunt. She sent me an email a couple weeks ago of a beautiful butterball of a doe. And that was your first one ever, huh? Career?
That was my first one ever, yeah.
So walk me through it. What kind of morning was it? Tell me the story. First deer.
Yeah, so I've been riding the New York State Public Land Struggle Bus pretty hard and received an invitation to go down to Southern Ohio to hunt an amazing property. And it was about 2,500 acres and really well managed. And it was just amazing. I mean, from sunup to sundown, seeing 20-30 deer.
Sure.
Having, you know, the opportunity to pick and be able to see just their behavior and everything was amazing. And so had a great big fat doe walk in at 20 yards. And
now, you told me this doe was quartering away from you.
Yeah.
For a rookie, or I would say a novice bow hunter, those quartering shots can be difficult. A lot of people miss, but you know what I mean? They don't put the best shot on them, but you certainly put this butterball down on the ground. So talk to me. It's coming in on you. Do you see it coming a long way? You get up, grab your bow, you're ready? Or was it a situation where you look down and you're like, oh, it's go time?
I mean, there was definitely a couple of those instances. You know, they just sneak up on you. It's so quiet. But sure. I was lucky enough to be in a shooting house. So, you know, having a little bit more movement available to me was kind of nice, especially for the first one there. So she came in with a whole group, you know, still obviously have to be careful of your movement. But yeah, she quartered away and put the slick trick right there with the back of the lung and liver. And she was down in 40 yards and had an awesome recovery there. So
that's the goal.
Yep.
Stop oxygen flow in that thing and do the deal. Well, fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On your first kill. You know, I like to highlight stories like that because most people have them. And, you know, one of our goals here in doing this show, well, for me personally, is I want to turn people on to hunting and fishing and camping and stuff like that. And hearing these stories, you know, it encourages people to get out. And also, you know, we want to recruit new hunters. We want to bring kids into the fold. We want to maybe touch base with hunters that got out of the game and get them back in it. It's certainly a mission we have here. And thank you for sharing that story. What got you into it? I mean, what are you, in your mid-20s and you just decided
I'd
to bow hunt?
Just turned 30, and you know, hunting was something I was always interested in, and I never really knew anyone that was into it. And then when I got hired at the Outdoor Group to run social media, you know, it's important for me to understand the market, and for me to truly do that, you really have to dive in feet first. So I totally immersed myself in the industry, and it just became part of who I am and what our family does, and it's part of our routine now. So,
and you know, with the people that run the outdoor group, it gives you some hallway cred too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got one in the freezer. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, Sean Thompson.
How are you doing, man? You came in from Buffalo today. Thanks for making the long drive. Sean is the owner of Antler Ice, and he's also one of the hosts or featured hunters on Bone Cold TV on Channel 18. Man, let's start with the TV show. How long you been doing that?
Thanks for having me. Appreciate the having us come out in the snowy weather and driving all this way. But the show's good. It's going on our sixth season of filming. So we're actually filming season six as we speak.
Great. And you guys hunt whitetail, turkey? What's the spectrum of content here?
We do. We do lots of whitetail hunting at home here in our home state of New York. Lots of turkey hunting, but we do quite a bit of traveling around the country, around the world.
What about waterfowl? You got any waterfowlers on your show?
We do. We do.
Yeah, not me, obviously. I had a little skull in my duck call there. Laid a little flat on me.
You should have Katie try those out. She was hammering those on the way down here.
Yeah, I practice in the car, too. Good for you, man. My friends tell me I blow them like a party favor, and they'll only let me call ducks. And we're doing a lot of goose hunting here lately. It's really been good the last couple of weeks. And, man, my goose calling is just absolutely the worst. They'll tell me, shut up, man. You're scaring all the geese away. So I'm the guy that runs the flapper. Oh, yeah. I'm pulling the string. Okay. That's my contribution to our waterfowl setup. So the rut, man, you've been out in the woods a lot recently, I would imagine. What's the rut like out your way on your part of the stake? Is it full blown? Have you noticed like the first phase? What are you seeing out there?
I would say it's been a little bit slow up until last night. Last night we just started seeing some really, really intense action. We saw 15, 20 deer last night, running does, fighting, lots of grunting. So I think it's turning on proper right now.
Yeah, you can't fight the calendar, you know, and the days get short enough. It's going to do whatever it does biologically to these whitetails, and the females are going to come into season, and that's when the big boys make mistakes, and when we can step in and do what we do to them. So best part of hunting the rut for me, obviously, I just said, is making the mistakes. But the key to getting a big buck during the rut, guys tell me, hunt the does. Hunt the does. What would you say?
I'm a big scrape hunter. We like to do lots of mock scrapes and hunt over scrapes, and they seem to, once that proper time of year comes around, they are not only looking for does and chasing does, but they're marking their territory a lot, and they become very territorial this time of year. So hunting those scrapes has been huge for us.
Well, let's talk a little more about that, because, you know, I've tried it. I've made mock scrapes. Mm-hmm. I've taken advantage of natural ones that I see out in the woods. Oftentimes, if I find one early season, I'll put a camera on it,
absolutely,
you know, to kind of take an inventory. But if somebody doesn't know what a scrape is, explain that to them. What's a deer doing when they're making what we call a scrape?
It's really just a territory marker is what it is. And the best way to find a scrape, I mean, they're pretty easy to see in the leaves this time of year. They will paw at the ground. It'll be a bare dirt spot, usually with an overhanging branch over it. And what they're doing is they're marking their territory both visually and with scent. So they're rubbing their antlers and their everything on the overhanging branch. It will scrape the ground up. It will urinate in that scrape. And they're pretty much saying, this is my turf.
And that's funny. They're saying it's my turf, but doesn't every deer that come along just say the same thing on top of what the last deer said?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is why we like to hunt over them. You just see so many different bucks.
Now, when you say you hunt over them, are you putting your stand right on these things, or are you putting them 20 yards out either way in a couple different wind directions? What's the strategy in scrape hunting?
Well, wind direction is everything. So you just got to make sure that you have a good shot. You can usually tell where the dirt is on the leaves, which direction they're facing when they're making the scrape.
Okay.
So if you can position your stand so you have a nice broadside shot there, and then also got to play the wind, which is obviously most important.
Well, coming up in the next segment, man, I want to talk to you about your business here with Antler Ice. And it's a line of products, and it's, frozen urine.
Really?
Don't judge me. Go to any store. Shelves are full of them. And I want you to tell me what sets yours apart from the others when we start the next segment. I'm joined in studio today by Sean Thompson, owner of Antler Ice, also with Bone Cold TV on locally on Channel 18, and from the Outdoor Group in studio with us, Katie D'Arcy, and congratulations on your first career whitetail. Taking It Outdoors continues next right here at 92.5 WBEE. Hey gang, good morning and welcome back to Taking It Outdoors. Gun season opened yesterday, should have been a national holiday, so I hope you're out enjoying the outdoors and taking advantage of the first parts of gun season for the whitetail here in Western New York. We are joined in studio today by Sean Thompson. He is one of the featured hunters, hosts. What's your official title there at Bone Cold TV?
You nailed it with those two. We'll go with those two.
And he also owns Antler Ice. It's a line of, deer attractant? I'll say, how would you characterize Antler Ice? Tell me all about your company there.
All right, so Antler Ice is a deer attractant. As most hunters know, this time of year, during deer season, hunters will go to the stores and they will buy deer urine. They'll use it as a cover scent and to attract bucks into coming into does when they urinate. The doe and heat, estrus, smell. So Antler Ice is different than everybody else because our product is frozen. When you urinate, when a deer urinates, it actually comes out clean and sterile. Sitting in a bottle just for a few days, it will start to break down, being a bodily fluid, start to ammoniaize, bacteria builds up, and it starts to rot. It's a bodily fluid. So we freeze it. We collect the urine, we freeze it immediately, and it stays frozen. And that's how you purchase it in the stores. That's how you buy it online. It gets delivered frozen. You keep it frozen until you're ready to use it.
Wow, that's cool, man. I've seen it in a couple archery shops that I've been in mm-hmm. the past. It's been on the shelves there. But I've never personally, and this is not to diminish, using urine. I just haven't had any bona fide proof that it works for me. But I'm probably mm-hmm. using it wrong. I'll put it on the bottom of my boots as a cover scent. But I don't know. I'm hesitant because I figure if I can smell it, it's got to be overwhelming to a whitetail.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
So what's the philosophy there?
Well, let's think about it this way. So when you open a bottle of deer urine in the store, and you smell three or four different ones. They all smell differently, first of all. And when you... So let me ask you this. When you walk into a pizza shop, what do you smell?
Probably baking bread and sauce.
Sure. You smell pizza. That's what triggers in our head is we smell pizza. If a deer were to walk into a pizza shop, they're going to smell the sauce, the oregano, all the ingredients that go into that. So when you take a urine and you add a preservative to it to stop it from rotting, they're smelling more than one thing. They're smelling not just the urine, but the preservatives or synthetics that they put into it. So with Antler Ice, we've eliminated that. We've made it so it's 100% pure deer urine without having to use it in the first few days, and stays fresh that way by keeping it frozen.
Nice. What kind of shelf life does it have in the freezer? Good to go?
Yeah. We have some older bottles that we test every year. Again, I'm not a whitetail, so I don't know. But we give our product a 3-year life expectancy frozen and liquid 3 days.
You're not a whitetail?
Last I checked, no.
I'm just learning this, folks. Forgive me, I'm a little shocked here. Man, starting out, I'm being a smart aleck, obviously. Starting out, though, man. I'm going to ask the question because there's a 12-year-old that still lives inside of me.
Hammer down.
How did you procure your, your first sample? When you said, hey, I'm going to get into the deer urine industry, all right? You had to start somewhere. So how do people collect this stuff?
We take little pixie cups and we just chase them around. And collect it as they go.
All right. I earned that by being a smart aleck earlier. All right, now give me the real answer.
No, there's a room that the deer go in to get their apples and water. The floors are all stainless steel corrugated floors, so when they urinate, naturally it goes down through the grates, through a filter, into a hopper, into a bottle, into a freezer.
So you got a whole I don't even know what to call it. So you're farming these things. How many deer do you have captive there?
There's 86 does and 17 bucks.
How do you procure them? Can you buy them from places? Or?
You do. There's a lot of licensing regulations that go into having deer farms and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So, fortunately, I didn't have to do all of that for our farm. But yeah, they're all there, and when they go in the rooms, collection time, they get their apples, drink their water, and pee.
You ever give tours?
Sometimes, yes. Yeah, you're welcome to come out.
I would love to see that. That's crazy town. Yeah.
So so you get your sample, and however, you know, and so you just go straight to the freezer. You don't monkey with it at all.
Not even a little bit. There's nothing added to it. I shouldn't say that. We do have two products that are, I guess, specialty flavors, as you would call them. One is half deer year, half doe urine, half apples. And one is half doe urine, half vanilla. So they're more just curiosity scents, cover scents, early, late season.
All right. He is Sean Thompson, owner of Antler Ice and one of the hosts of Bone Cold TV. He's joining us in studio today. We also have Katie D'Arcy from the Outdoor Group with us today. Tell me, how do I use it in the field? All right. Because like I told you earlier, I think I'm not successful with these attractants because I don't know how to use them properly. So how would I implement it in my whitetail hunting?
Well, we hear that a lot. So we get a hunter who's been hunting for years and said, you know, I've never really had luck with scents, or I've had deer spook from scents. Well, that doesn't happen with antler. So if you shoot a deer and you take the urine out of the deer that you shoot, you'd put it in a bottle, you take it home and freeze it. That is all antler ice is. There's nothing special about it. There's no secret ingredient. There's no, you know, crazy marketing scheme that's going on here. It's just frozen deer pee. So depending on the time of year is how you're going to use it. This time of year, being opening weekend of gun season, you're going to want to use doe and heat and buck urine. The combination of the two right now is quite frankly just deadly. You got bucks running around looking for does, and then bucks running around smelling other bucks in the area, and they're coming in trying to get them out of the way.
So by including the female, you're playing to their hormones.
Yep.
All right. And by putting the buck in there, you're trying to trigger their competitive nature.
Yep. Playing with the testosterone.
Very cool. Yep. And so, again, give me more field applications. How is antler ice going to make me a better whitetail hunter?
Because when this time of year, you know, nothing is 100%. You know, you can use the antler ice, you can use any product, and it's just an odds increaser. So when the timing is right, which is now, you take that antler ice on a drag line. So take some doe and heat on a drag line. So we have a scent wick, you put it on, you attach it to your boot, and you walk to your tree stand. And the way you approach your tree stand is the way you want the deer to come. Because once they hit that scent trail, if they're interested, they're going to come. So you almost don't walk right to your tree stand. You're going to want to walk out into your shooting lane so that they're broadside to you. Leave your scent wick out there, then get to your tree stand.
That makes a lot of sense, man. But I never would have done that on my own because I would have, like, why would I walk through that shooting lane? I'm leaving skin cells behind. I'm wafting my own stank and bacteria through there. And I'm always mindful to stay out of those shooting lanes. So you're saying walk right through them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a case by case. You don't want to walk through them if it's, you know, going to cause all kinds of ruckus.
Sure.
Or, you know, if you're walking through a thick bedding area, you might want to stay out of there. In that case, hang up some scent wicks and let that scent do its job.
Very cool. And so, yeah, these little wicks, I've seen guys, I've drug it on a string before and I've hung them up in trees, but it's nice to have a little direction with it because I'm too proud to ask people, you know what I mean? Especially my friends, they're such stone busters, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm always scared to ask that. Well, that's good stuff, man. He is Sean Thompson. He is from Bone Cold TV locally on Channel 18. We'll get into the television show in the next segment. I mean, these guys go after it all. Whitetail, turkey. He was telling me off the air a little earlier about these exotic hunts. Africa, Greenland, however you put the emphasis on that fine nation. So let's get into that, some exotic hunts, and we'll start there in the next segment here at Taking It Outdoors. Again, this program brought to you by Johnston RV, Bentley Brothers Kubota, and Cooper's Sales and Service, and it's right here on 92.5 WBEE. Hey friends, good morning, and welcome back to Taking It Outdoors. We're having some fun today, having a little hunting conversation with Sean Thompson. He is the owner of Antler Ice. He is also one of the hosts and featured hunters on Bone Cold TV, which you can see locally here on Channel 18. Also in studio with us today is Katie D'Arcy. She's from the Outdoor Group here in Henrietta, where they have seven fine brands, including Elite Bows, Camex Crossbows, of which I am a proud new owner of one of those. And I thought, Katie, can I shoot you straight? When you people came in here, what was it, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
3 months ago at this point, and you first told me about the Camex crossbow. I ended up getting the A4, I believe.
Yep.
And they told me I could take it out of the box and it would be sighted in.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, these people say anything to sell a crossbow. Holy crap, I pulled that thing out of the box, put it together with no tools, mind you, and shot bullseye groups, 20, 30, and 40 yards.
Every Camex is sighted in at the factory before it gets boxed.
Unbelievable,
ready, man, to shoot in under a minute.
And I'm telling you, I would have bought that thing just for the scope on it. It is the coolest scope. I don't know if it's the coolest scope or it's just way better than what was on the old Striker that I had. But it's fantastic, man. I've enjoyed taking that thing out in the woods, and I'll continue to hunt with the crossbow for a good chunk of gun season as well. It's just, you know, I find I have more fun with the sticks and strings. You know what I mean? I'll get frustrated and take some gunpowder out there one day, but that's always goal number one for me. So, Sean, let's talk about your TV show, Bone Cold TV. You told me you're in your sixth season earlier.
Yes, we are filming season six as we speak.
So when you first started out, was it just whitetail? You guys just putting the whitetails out there and said, hey, all right, we got a little something going here. Then you started to branch out?
It was, yeah. There's three of us that run the TV show side of things. And we all, 15 years ago, started filming our own little hometown videos, putting out VHS tapes every year, going to the shows and trying to make a local name for ourselves. But the three of us joined forces and went from just doing local deer and turkey to traveling the world.
What's the key to hunting on film? I've seen it done right, and I've seen it done horribly wrong.
Well, the number one thing is having communication with your cameraman. So, and you've got to know that there's going to be times that you're going to be sitting in a tree and you have the shot opportunity at whatever your species is, and you're not getting the green light from your camera guy. And you've got to know that he's taking his time out of his day where he could be hunting, and he's sitting behind the camera for you. So you got to respect that. And that's the toughest part about it, is there's times that we've had nice animals in front of us and we got to pinch it.
That's commitment, man. Yep. I don't know that I'm capable of that.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there. You got, you're lying to me. I know you are. Let me paint a picture. You're out in the woods, right? You're up in your tree. You got your camera, man. This beautiful, non-typical 10 point with the nice kicker off the G2. Just comes lumbering in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's behind this little bush. You got a shot right in the heart, all right? Unobstructed. But your cameraman can't frame it. You're telling me you'll let that thing walk?
No, I'm telling you that my slick trick is about to eat.
All right. There we go.
It depends. And thankfully, knock on wood, I haven't really had the situation happen yet. Unless it's, you know, a doe or something like
that.
But
Well, what's your favorite thing to put on the TV show? What gives you the most joy and satisfaction to be able to archive on film?
I got to say with the whitetails. Whitetails are always our favorite. But one of the unique things about our show is the variety of species and the amount of animals we get to hunt. I mean, we have each one of our episodes has several hunts on it, opposed to watching an entire episode and getting one hunt at the end. So whitetails will always be down home, heart, my favorite, but the variety for me is very fun.
Now earlier I picked up on a little frustration. Now you hunt out in the Buffalo way, right? And did I understand this correct? You were saying you weren't seeing a lot of movement, a lot of action until recently.
Yeah, yeah. We usually right around that October 20th mark, you're starting to, that anticipation is you're on the edge of your seat and waiting to just see a doe blazing across the field with a big old buck behind her. And we've seen some little bucks tending some does here and there, but it hasn't been on fire up until the last couple days, really. We just started seeing it.
That's interesting, man. And I don't know, maybe I hunt a different situation than you, but man, I find that I get a lot of activity, but I hunt a farm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe it's a little different than people that hunt big woods and what have you. But it's been, the deer have been piling up, man. I have a couple of friends that butcher deer, a couple taxidermists, and they're saying the bow season was mm-hmm. fantastic. A lot of slobs hit the dirt. I didn't get a buck during bow. Got close a couple times. Had some great hunts, man. Some great hunts. Just wasn't able to close the deal. But the rut is picking up, man, and they will make mistakes. And that's the cool part about it, you know? I mean, you're sitting there, I've known some really bad hunters get some really good bucks during the rut.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about. So how would you coach people up in a situation? How would hunting right now, during the mating season, how would you tell people it differs from before or after it?
Well, the early season, you're tending to hunt transition areas. You know, you're hunting food sources, getting on the edges of bedding areas. And now, during this time of year, there really isn't a bad spot. You know, you've seen everybody in the woods has at this time of year seen does getting chased by bucks, and there's no patterning it. They're just everywhere. You know, that doe, wherever she decides to try to get away from that buck, is where they're all going. So this time of year, you can't say that there's a terrible spot. However, this time of year, you probably want to focus on where you know there is a lot of does, because that's where the boys will be.
Now, when you're up there and say you're out hunting and you're not seeing a lot of activity, should you put your calls up? Should you put all your rattling horns away during the rut? Should you use them more? I mean, my philosophy is, well, it comes from a place of inexperience, but my philosophy has always been, man, this is when they do the things naturally we try to get them to do with our toys.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll leave them alone and just kind of take my chances. But now that I say it out loud, that's waiting. That's not hunting.
Yeah, I would have to say complete opposite. Now is the time of year that we are rattling and calling a lot more.
Well, coach me up, man. Let's start with the rattling hordes. What's the philosophy there? What do you try to do with them?
Rattling is...
Do you do it blind? Do you do it when you see deer? I'll give you a little direction. I know that was kind of open-ended
there. Good. Both, really. I mean, so when you're not seeing deer, we tend to call every 30, 45 minutes. So we'll hit the grunt tube, followed up by some light tickling on the antlers, and sit tight. And what you're doing is, you know, you don't want to overcall and call every 10, 15 minutes. You're just overdoing it. But what we're doing is hoping that there's a buck cruising out of sight that you can't see. He's out looking for does or looking for a fight or whatever he's doing. And he hears your grunt or hears your rattling. So that's the key with that. When you see them, yes, absolutely. If they're not coming in or not coming your direction or they're busy with those, we do hit the grunt tube, hit the horns.
Well, you probably have a level of confidence and skill with using the grunt tubes. I don't know that I do. And I'm scared to death of spooking them. Not only for that day, but if I make a weird enough noise, he may not come back for a week or two, or if at all for that season.
There's and again, not putting a plug in here, but there is a call out there. It is a dual, it's a call made by Dual. It is a grunt tube. And if you sit down and just watch a quick YouTube tutorial on how to use these things, you can't go wrong.
Is that the one?
You had the stretch back in here. So that's a different variant of the grunt tube, yeah.
Yeah, a couple episodes back, we did a couple segments strictly on calling deer. And I remember the guy's name escapes me in the moment. But he had one in here, and I was blown away with the sounds that he could get out of it. So are you – okay, if I'm out there and I'm going to try my calling, is it best to let it rip, or am I doing soft stuff? Because, again, my inexperience drives the fact that I don't want to scare them.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a good move?
So if we see a deer out in the field – and we're trying to call him in, we always start soft. Even you might want to start with a doe bleat, something the softest, and move up to your buck run. And if that's not working, hit the horns together. We just tickle him just enough to get him curious and come in. If that's not working, yes, we do get very aggressive. We'll hit that grunt tube hard, smash the horns together, and if that doesn't work, then move on.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I move on so often. I'm getting tired of it. He is Sean Thompson. He owns Antler Ice. He is also one of the hosts and featured hunters on Bone Cold TV. The other voice you hear is of Katie D'Arcy. She is from the Outdoor Group. And if Katie, if somebody wants to go look up that tube he was just talking about, what website can they go to?
That'll be dualgamecalls.com.
Good stuff. We have one more segment to go here at Taking It Outdoors, and that happens next right here on 92.5 WBEE. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Taking It Outdoors. We're talking a little whitetail hunting today, amongst a few other things, with our guest in studio, Sean Thompson and Katie D'Arcy. This morning's program is brought to you by Johnston RV, 30 years of creating generations of family fun, in Webster, Palmyra, and online at jrvcountry.com. Also, Bentley Brothers Kubota. They are in Brockport and Albion. Save a horse, ride a Kubota. And new sponsor, Cooper Sales and Service. Online at coopersales-service.com. They are out by Oak Orchard. So the next time you're out at the Oak trying to get you a steelhead or a brown trout, or maybe even a zombie salmon if they're still hanging around this late in the year, be sure to stop by Cooper Sales and Service. They have everything you're looking for from Can-Am and Ski-Doo brands. Our guest in studio today, like I mentioned a moment ago, Sean Thompson. He's the owner of Antler Ice, and he is also on Bone Cold TV, a fantastic hunting show that's on locally here on Channel 18. And also in studio with us, Katie D'Arcy, from the Outdoor Group here in Henrietta. And I want to thank Katie not only for introducing me to Sean here today, but since I met you guys at the Outdoor Group, y'all have put me in contact with some fantastic interviews. So I want to thank you for that. Now, how does the world of Bone Cold TV and Antler Ice connect to the world of the Outdoor Group in Henrietta?
Well, we are fortunate enough, same as you, to get introduced to the folks at Outdoor Group. And we have an awesome tie-in with them with Bone Cold TV side because we run the television show. They're local, we're local, so we have a great local connection. We're an hour away, so we use all the Outdoor Group's amazing products on our television show.
Slick Trick Broadheads.
Slick Trick Broadheads.
You already plugged the dual game calls. You shooting an Elite also?
Of course, I'm shooting.
What about the Cam-X?
Cam-X, yep.
Which one do you have?
I have the same one you do.
Nice. Did you get the black one?
No, I have a white one.
What the? Hold up. That's an inside job.
You have a white one.
I have a snow camel.
Okay.
What? That's not even... That wasn't it, Katie. That was not an option when I went to buy mine.
Sorry.
You gotta go to camx.com and you gotta see the options.
Bro, that's where I went. That's where I bought it. I had Mossy Oak, Real Tree, or black.
All right. You have white out in the office here.
Yeah,
I can get it.
I just don't like the idea of somebody having something I don't. That's cool, though, white, man.
Yeah.
So, again, we were talking about the products from the Outdoor Group there. But that's pretty cool, man. I know other guys that do hunting shows. A friend of mine, Tim Andrus, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He has Rush Outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I look at him sometimes and I'm like, man, why are you using that? I know they're a sponsor. But good for you, because I've actually had my hands on the stuff from the Outdoor Group, and you could get hooked up with worse people and far inferior products.
Oh, yeah.
So you lucked out there.
Yep. Yeah. No, we fortunately got lucked out with a company that's got quality products, and we're endorsing something we believe in. So, yeah.
Now, how do you get involved in these exotic hunts? You told me off air a little earlier, you went to Greenland and were, what was that thing you were hunting there?
A muskox.
How do you spell that? I'm looking it up.
M-U-S-K-O-X.
Oh, just like it sounds.
And I'll hand you a picture over the counter here.
Yeah.
No need. I got one here on Google Images. Holy crow, you can hunt those things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And when we went, it was in March. So the heat of winter.
Is
talking
it,
40 below temperatures.
Is absolutely. It a cow? Is it a buffalo? What is this thing?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like half cow, half buffalo, half woolly mammoth kind of style.
It's, yeah,
very
it's bovine.
Very prehistoric animal, yep.
It was so cold you had icicles growing off of your body.
Yes, it was bad. It was not cozy.
So did you harvest one of these things?
I did, yeah.
Gun, bow?
With the Elite, yep.
Holy smoke, man. The muskox is an Arctic hoofed mammal of the family Bovidae, noted for its thick coat and for the strong odor emitted during the seasonal rut by males, from which its name derives. Oh, okay. So that's a little reverse to the whitetail. In the whitetail, the females put off the scent, and the bucks chase that. But with these things, and where were these? Greenland?
That was in Greenland, yeah.
So when you're hunting these, the males put off a stank, and that attracts the females.
Yep, apparently.
Apparently, you killed one. You know, man. Oh, that's cool. How do you get hooked up with that kind of outfit?
It's just through the television show. We have some outfitters that were up in Greenland that watched our television show and were interested in having us up, so they called us, and we were very fortunate to go up and experience the frozen tundra of Greenland.
Yeah, this looks really cool. Are these things endangered? Because they look like they are, and I don't know if I could shoot one of these things unless I got there and saw they had them coming out of their ears.
They weren't coming out of the ears, but they're very far from endangered.
Good.
These buggers have been around for who knows how long, but no, they're not even close to endangered.
And if I did go, I wouldn't post any pictures. I'd be afraid of the do-gooders of the world, to which I am not a do-gooder, but sometimes you got to play defense against them, you know, for your life to be a little less dramatic and hectic. So you've gone to Africa as well. What kind of hunts did you do on that continent?
Yep, I've been to Africa twice, and we bow hunted Africa and gun hunted Africa. Shot a Cape Buffalo, Impala, Warthogs, Springbuck, all kinds of stuff out there. It's a very game-rich environment in Africa.
Good for you. What about fishing, man? Like to
fish?
Yeah,
we do some fishing, yep. We're fortunate enough locally here to be by the lakes, you know, Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, and whatnot. So do quite a bit of walleye fishing. When I say quite a bit, I mean two or three times a year.
All right.
A lot of trout fishing.
You should do a smallmouth bass episode with me on Lake Erie.
Done.
I'll get my boat out there. You don't even have to broadcast it. I just want you to record me fishing.
You just say the word.
Nice.
Just kidding, man. Just kidding. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in today. We've certainly learned a lot. Again, Sean Thompson is our guest. He's the owner of Antler Ice. If somebody's just joining us, just tuning in, they missed the first part of the segment, tell them all about Antler Ice again.
So Antler Ice is a frozen deer urine, and we freeze it so that we don't have to put synthetics or preservatives into the urine. We keep it natural. It's 100% fresh, frozen deer urine.
Organic. So,
it is organic. This is true. So, yeah, you can go ahead.
Are you just limited to whitetail there? Do you do other species?
Nope. We have our elk urine that's coming out this year. We have a new product that we released in the last 3 years that has been on fire. It is a bear attractant. It is frozen. It's not a urine, but it's called bear juice. And if you're going bear hunting, this is something that you might want to take a look at.
Fascinating, man. Again, I would love the opportunity to get a look at this operation. I mean, he has the whitetail. They collect their own. I don't think urine's ever been said as many times as it has been this morning. And I hesitate every time I'm saying that on the radio. He's also on Bone Cold TV, which you can see locally here on Channel 18. But you're on many more platforms, right? You can watch it through cable providers, broadcast, online. What are some outlets you have?
Yeah, you can go online, stream it. You can go to bonecoldtv.com and click on previous episodes. We are on Wild TV, which is throughout Canada and Europe, the Hunt Channel, Gen 7, Vimeo, and a stack of others.
So no excuses. If you want to see this show, you certainly have the opportunity. Again, it's called Bone Cold TV. Locally, again, it's on My 18. You can pick it up with an antenna. It's one of those kind of channels. So I want to thank you for coming in, man. I know it was a long hike from Buffalo, mm-hmm. and for somebody to give up a couple hours during deer season, I'm wildly appreciative of that. So thank you to you, Sean, and Katie D'Arcy from the Outdoor Group in Henrietta. Once again, thank you for coming in today. Congratulations on your first career whitetail. See, now harvesting those does, I don't know if, and maybe you can speak to this a little bit, Sean, but every doe you harvest will put you in a better position for when that big buck comes through.
Absolutely.
Would you say, wouldn't you agree with that?
I would 100% agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, you learn to manage the shakes, the adrenaline, because, I mean, if you've never been up in a tree with a bow or a gun, crossbow in your hand, when it's go time, biologically things start happening.
Boy, and it was hard to draw that bow back.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't hard a couple hours ago.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, 30 seconds before that deer comes, you can draw your bow without hesitation. But when that thing's standing in front of you, it's like somebody added 50 pounds to the thing. It's funny, you know that after one deer. That's the best. So thank you for coming in. Again, TOGLLC is the website for the outdoor group here in Henrietta. You go on that website and you have access. They're an umbrella name and they have
nine brands.
Oh, excuse me.
That's okay.
Nine products. So be sure to check them out. Again, the outdoor group is at TOGLLC.com. I could give you nine websites, but you can go there and just click the links. So again, thank you, Sean. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, listeners, for listening. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow morning. I'll be back tomorrow morning with TJ Sharp and Steve Hausman in the B Morning Coffee Club. Be safe if you get out in the woods today. Good luck this deer season, and God bless. The countdown is next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.